السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 14th of December 2024, corresponding with the 12th of Jama'atul Akhirah, 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la nuhdi sana'an alayka anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awqa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and afaud afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you and may the ummah benefit from the beautiful nasihat and advices given by yourself every morning. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, and thank you very much to Mr. Mkizi there in our Durban studio of Al Ansar International. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, verses 64, 65 and 66. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wala? He's showing us his signs everywhere in the universe and creation. The Sha'ir, the poet, says, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. All these signs and symbols are indications that there is only one and only exclusive Supreme Being. He is the only Khaliq Creator. He is the exclusive owner and the only one worthy of worship, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Chapter 40, verse number 64. Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakumul arda qarara. Almighty Allah has created and made for your benefit, O human being, al-arda, this land and the sand. Some places you look at the sand, there by the beach, there in the desert, there in the jungle, everywhere unity in diversity, diversity in unity. Who is creating all this? Who is showing us the power? 3 million people, 4 million people in Arafat, that was the biggest crowd in 1992. The land, the sand did not rise up on the other side like a seesaw. So who keeps all this functioning and going on? Allah made this land and sand for you, qarara, a firm abode, and it's so solid. We jump on it, we run on it, we walk briskly on it. But when Almighty Allah wants to punish a nation and a people, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ, Allah, open up the land for Qarun and all his wealth and his cronies and comrades, and they were sucked into the land and into the sand and finished, thrown away to the scripts of history. So therefore, always beg Almighty Allah for afia and hifadat. Ya Allah, you protect us. Ya Allah, you safeguard us. Ya Allah, do not punish us. Wa'afina qabla dhalik. Grant us afia before your punishment descends, O Almighty Allah, safety and precaution. So qarara, the firm abode. And on top, wassama'a bina'a, and the skies and the celestial creation, Allah made it like a canopy for us. When we're traveling by plane, we see whether it's a domestic flight, international flight, we are above the clouds, and then you wonder that the clouds are beneath us and above us is the sky, and it's nighttime, you just see the stars and what have you. So remember that all this is the Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. Wasawwarakum, and he fashioned you, he molded you. Fa ahsana suwarakum, he made you so handsome. Oh, who made you so attractive and gorgeous and beautiful, O lady, that you became the masterpiece of Allah's creation. وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, and then he gave you for your sustenance that which is pure and wholesome. You look at the water, you look at the oxygen, you look at everything. But this human being today does not like those things that are tayyib and pure and wholesome. They went to pollute everything. They went to taint everything with the wine, dine and swine, and what we call halal today. How can it be 100% halal when they are torturing the animals in their millions across the world with their stunning and so forth? All that just for what? To make maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-I-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. And that is the underlying factor of stunning throughout the world. So remember that this human being has caused greater problems in this world just because of his or her greed. Zalikumullahu Rabbukum, that is your sustainer, nourisher, provider, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fatabarakallahu Rabbul Alameen. The barakah, blessing, is all with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He is Rabbul Alameen, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of all the entire universe and creation. Rabbul Alameen, he provides, he sustains everybody, everything. So that is, he alone does it. Look at the word Tabarak. He was a linguist, a grammarian par excellence. His name Imam Ismail. He used to read the Quran Sharif, but three words, he wanted the real meaning, and he could not find it in the cosmopolitan, metropolitan areas. So he went to the periphery, he went to the outskirts, and then he heard the discussion between mother and daughter. And in that 1 minute, 2 minutes, he got all his answers. Then the mother asked the daughter, "Ayn al-mata?" This word mata was the word troubling him. "Ayn al-mata? Where is the mata?" So then she answered, so you must, the daughter, "Ja'a raqib." That was the second word. Raqim was troubling him. "Ashab al-kahfi wal-raqim." She said that Ja'ar-Raqim, the Raqim came and took it away, took the mata' away. And then what happened? Wa tabarak al-jabal, the word tabarak was troubling him. He said, lo and behold, in less than a minute, all three problems solved. So let's start. That what happened? That the mata' ayn al-mata'. So she said that the mata is gone. You must remember that Ja'ar Raqim, that a Raqim came, a dog that is white in color and a black mark here on his forehead, you see. So a dog like that you will call Raqim, Ashab al-Kahfi wal-Raqim, black and white dog like. And then wa akhad al-mata, you know, in your kitchen you have a dirty rag, a lappy, you don't pay any attention to it, no value is attached to it. So because dunya, this world, and whatever it contains is this mata, so it is that miserable dirty piece of material and that lappi and you know that dirty rag. So that is this dunya. So we came to know what is mata. We came to know what is, you must remember, Raqim. Now, watabarak al-jabal. So now that dog ran away to Table Mountain, Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest. So what is tabarak? To go higher and higher and higher. Subhanallah, Imam Ismail, what a great favor you did us. Three words, you explained to us the real meaning of it, the philology and history of it. Huwa la hayyu, he almighty Allah is ever living. La ilaha illahu, la ma'buda bihaqin illahu. Truly there is none worthy of worship except him, almighty Allah alone. Fad'uhu, you worship him alone. Mukhlisina lahu, sincerely. Lahu ad-deen, only for him is the obedience. Obedience is only, solely, exclusively for him, Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Therefore, the golden maxim and teaching in Islam, la ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. Authentic hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Imam Ibn Majah also mentioned it. Various compilations you will find it. So we will be obedient to Almighty Allah and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher of all the worlds, the world of the jinn, of the malaika, of the animals, the reptiles, the insects, the creation we know and the creation we don't know. Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni nuhitu, I have been prohibited, an a'bud al-ladheen, that I worship, tad'una min dunillah, who you are calling, worshipping besides Almighty Allah, your idols and your deities and so forth. We believe in tawheed, in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, and reject everybody, everything else. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity, there is none worthy of worship except him, Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Why do I reject it? Lamma ja'ani al-bayyinatu min Rabbi. Since the bayyinat, the clear proof and evidence has come to me in the light of the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, glorious Quran, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and that is what human being fears the most. What they are democracy, what they are socialism, communism, what they are secularism and capitalism, what they are Zionism. So all these isms must be thrown out. Then only you can become a Muslim in the true sense of the word. Quran speaks of it. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. You have to reject all these taghuti satanic systems. وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And believe only solely in Almighty Allah as the only one being, supreme being, who's worthy of worship. Then فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Then you have held on firmly to the rope of Allah. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. That rope of Allah will never ever snap and break. But we release the grip. It's holidays now. It's weekend. Where are we? Majority of Muslims now will be places of vices and sins. And yet we consider ourselves to be great Muslims. Allah forbid. Allah have mercy on us. Lamma ja'ani al-bayyinatu min Rabbi. So when the clear evidence and proof came to me from my beloved Allah, sustainer, nourisher, wa umirtu, I have also been commanded, an uslima, that I submit lovingly, willingly, sincerely, li rabbil alameen, to the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe and creation, and that is only exclusively Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews today from all parts of the world. Very, very interesting. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 12th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446, day number 435 in the Gaza genocide. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Two jutlas dispatched to hell. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wherever the jutlas are sent to hell, we must say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. They are no loss to the Ummah. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. That is what the Afrikaner, the Boer, taught us during the days of apartheid. Ye aswar say nach, Nets was a juat. You are so stingy and miserly, just like a Jew. So remember that we used to do Afrikaans and learn from the Afrikaners and Boer. Afrikaans is a wonderful language, but because of its association with apartheid, so now therefore Bella Bella Bill and all this here to undermine the Afrikaans language. So all that is unfortunate. Remember, every language we should try and learn with the intention to promote and propagate Islam in its prestige. Impurity. Gaza attacks continue. Horrific attacks. Everyone a war crime. But the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler should feel shy what they are doing. And they deserve it to a great extent what Hitler did. We must not be apologetic. We must speak the truth and say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Israeli opposition, according to the latest survey in the Haaretz newspaper, they can obtain 69% of the vote. Israeli military lawyer, she's a female, and what she says, listen to what she says, blocking the war crimes, all these war crimes committed by the Israeli Defense Force is tarnishing the entire Israeli Defense Force. So your top military lawyer is accepting that some members of the Israeli Defense Force definitely committed war crimes, and we must confess to it and concede to it, because otherwise the entire Israeli Defense Force in the eyes of the world, that each one of them is a war criminal. And that is true. We will say that, and we will never ever forget what Israel did to Gaza and the Palestinians for 70 years and what America did. We will name them, shame them, and we will hurt them. And therefore we tell you, wherever the McDonald's are, the KFC are, the Starbucks are, and all these haramis are, you must then boycott them. hit them where it hurts the most, their pocket, for these haramis. Turkey to reopen their embassy today in Damascus, remember that. So Turkey is playing a double game, therefore you will see just now. Listen to what is the plan, you Muslims. Don't be so naive, don't be so simple, and just swallow everything the mass control Zionist media is telling you. This is the true news. Understand what I'm telling you now. You see, Israel, if you look at their flag is white in color, a blue line on top and a blue line at the bottom, and the Star of David in between. That means Eretz Israel, E-R-E-T-Z Israel, the great and larger Israel. So what they're saying, this is Bibi's plan. One side we will have Syria, one side we will have Israel, in between we will have the Druze. The Druze are Pakka Shias Kufar. They fight with the Israelis, they murder the Palestinians, and they worse haramis, just like Bashar Assad and all the Shias are Kufar, no question about it. So they will act as a buffer zone between Israel and Syria. So that is their plan, because they know that these characters here are part of us and they will defend us and so forth. So Bibi and his cabinet are waiting for Trump to come, and then Trump will say, it's fine, just call it not Golan Heights, call it Trump Heights, call it Trump City. You know Trump is an egoist and a narcissist and a madcap, you must remember that. Pakka harami, he just wants everything, the glory for himself. But watch, inshallah, during this next 4 years, America will fall with Trump at the helm. See, you guys are crazy about Julani is a Pakka harami. And remember the leader, they say, of Hayat Tahriri Sham and for the liberation of the Syria, he is a Jewish spy and he studied in Tel Aviv. And remember, that is how they give them the women, they give them the money and so forth. But the Muslim Ummah, Jahil Ummah, ignorant Ummah, every time they get caught and they fall in the same trap. So these guys here are why they don't condemn Israel. Israel finished up their military, Israel finished up their navy, not one condemnation from Julani. Even yesterday they attacked. So Israel attacks and strikes Tartus, that is where the headquarters of the Russians was. And if you know Syria, they attacked Latakia. Latakia was the main place of Bashar Assad and his forces. So now they want to say Bashar Assad's forces are finished, Russia is finished, and Putin is no more a threat, and we put our guy there. Just like how in Egypt they got Minal Furati ila Nil, they got the Ibn al-Yahudiya, the son of a Jewess, a harami, Pharaoh Sisi, Bakka Murtad, just like MBS and MBZ. And there in the Furati, the Iraq, they got the Kafir Shia government. So you see how they all get planted, and that is what America wants. But Allah, wa makaru wa makar Allah, they plot and they plan, and Allah has his master plan. America will fall in our lifetime, inshallah. Israel will fall, and all these Arab tanpot dictators, haramis, will fall. There'll be no World Cup, inshallah, in Saudi Arabia. Allahumma ahlik ahle Saud kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. See, Niger, not Nigeria, the other country, Niger, call it whatever you want to. They banned BBC. They said, BBC, you get out from here for spreading disinformation. So that is what they do, the Western media. They will try and paint you and demonize you because they're not agreeing with you. How many a time they lied and gave this information there regarding Palestine and Gaza and so forth. The Security Council of the United Nations is paralyzed by United States, because you can see the Gaza war and 14 months plus, the whole world wants ceasefire. Only America doesn't want. So what Russia said is the truth. So remember that we have to remove the system where US and them can have veto against the whole world. So what the hell hell they think they can rule the world. Nay, we have to settle many scores based on justice. Then it will be settled, remember. The Saudi's harami government, they say, they will allow the LGBT for the World Cup. Can you remember? The wine and the swine and everything will come in Darul Iman and Darul Tawheed. It will be filled with Darul Kufr and Shirk. That is the behest and whatever he wants, MBS. And you come and tell me, you Salafi scholars, that these guys are the good rulers. They're not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They're not there to serve the Haramain Sharifain. They are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and to Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, they are Khadimu Israel. They are Khadimu America. They serve the interests of America and Israel and worship them more than they worship Allah, the Murtads. Swaziland, that's the old name, Eswatini. So that's the new name. The king, his son is there in Riyadh. When an African leader goes to Saudi and he's gone there and he praises the Saudi regime, you know, when we used to go, I used to take a group there, Makkah, Medina, for Umrah and Hajj. Then I tell them that these drivers, they want bakshish, they're telling me. So the brother in front, I say, brother, give me your topi, your hat, it looks very nice. I just turn the topi upside down, and then I say, put all your riyals here, whatever you want to, 5, 10, 15, and then I give the driver the sawak. I tell him, Sheikh, take the fulus, but give me the kalansua, give me the hat back. So they go cap in hand. So now the Isitwini, that the king's son is there, with cap in hand in Saudi Arabia. So when they're going to give you millions, so what's going to happen? You just keep quiet, they shut your mouth for you. So Trump to end daylight saving, you know, they got this plus 1 hour, minus 1 hour. Trump says that, I agree with Trump. He says it's a waste of time and waste of money. As soon as he comes in, he will finish that up and cancel it. France got a new prime minister, Bayrou, we don't know how to pronounce it in the French language, whether it's Bayrou or Bayrou, or whether it is Macron, all bunch of haramis, and remember, all anti-Islam and Muslim. Look at this here. This is big problem. Russia to reassess ties with Turkey. Day number 124. They say Bashar Assad will be given Russian citizenship. How's that now? So remember, because Turkey is playing a double game. It wants to be good with Russia and America, but now it was attacking Syria, and he, Putin, will never forget that. Prince Andrew to sever ties with 86. Do you know who's 86? A Chinese spy. But there's Prince Andrew and all of them, you know. All haramis also. SACP, the South African Communist Party, woke up. So that is why, one of the multi reasons, I never ever voted ANC. How the hell can a Muslim ever be part of Communist Party, directly, indirectly? They say in the next local election, they will go it alone, but they will still remain part of the greater alliance with COSATU and ANC. And remember, they're against the GNU, the Government of National Unity. They say, how the hell the ANC can work with the DA? So that's what they said. The youth have outgrown Malema. Now Malewa Mama are supposed to do this, supposed to do that, but they saw is more rhetoric than action and so forth. Try weekend in Gauteng. Minimum 4 million people will be impacted. And you know what? The Citizen newspaper writes, they in Johannesburg, they only got 75 tankers. Now you tell me who is to blame. If ANC is not to blame, then who the hell is to blame? You tell me. Hopeless, useless characters, remember that. So, but you still vote for them. So that is why, what can you do? So anyway, so today the programs will be 7 to 9, Mona Khalid Yaqub, and 2:30 to 3, Mona Musa Daher, with the Islam program, and inshallah 6 to 8 will be Suleiman Esop with the Naat Qiraat, inshallah. Mona Salim, we have 20 minutes, let's fire up inshallah with the Q&A.
Uftisab, is marriage of a Sunni girl valid to a Shia boy?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Who are Shias? Shias are those people who came into existence during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. And if you want a reference of this, anytime I speak, I'll never quote our books, we quote their books. They gave it to me. Rijalul Kashi by Nobakhti. In there they have written, you must remember, that Shia Azam the Bani, the founding father was who? Abdullah bin Sabah. Wakana Yahudiyan, and he was a Jew. So you take a 2 rand, 5 rand coin. One side you put Jutla, on the other side you put Shia, Iran, and so forth. It's the same. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah writes in his work Masterpiece Minhajul Sunnah and his fatawa and his verdicts, Hum ashaddu alayna min al Yahud wa Nasara. They are worse than the Jews and Christians, the Kuffar Shias. See, they will fight with the Jews and murder our people and so forth and so on. I ask you 3 things. If people curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Aisha, and Sayyidina Usman and them, Amir Muawiyah, can you call such people Muslim? Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. You call these people Muslim. Pakka kafir they are. For you to marry a Shia lady, Shia male, you're living in sin, and all your children will be harami and not permissible. So we must totally boycott them and we have nothing to do with them.
Mufti Saab, I'd like to ask a question. A man was married to a lady in a foreign country. He wasn't with her for a while and she fell pregnant, unfortunately, with someone else. And she admits that the child is not her husband. What is the Sharia's ruling?
If he wants to accept the child as his child, then the hadith will come. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-waladu lil-firash. So many places I go, then people say they want to meet me privately. So I know there's some problem. So one of the problems is this. The husband will say his wife had an affair. He knows, and the wife also admits. But now there are 3-4 other children. So what must he do? So I told him, you can either divorce her or either you accept the child. If you accept it and you forgive your wife, then the child's lineage will go to you. Because remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-waladu lil-firash. So which means that you, the husband, you can take the lady to the bed. So meaning fulfill your conjugal relationship with her, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So yeah, when your wife had an affair, you were not there and she was busy and so forth, and she confesses to that. So either you divorce her or either you forgive her. If you forgive her and you continue as normal, then the child will have your surname, the husband's surname. If you divorce her and you are saying this child is not yours, so you are telling her it is waladu zina, so the lineage of the child will go to the mother and she will be given the death penalty for adultery. Remember, that is Islam. Islamic law. Walil Ahiri al Hajar, 54 Sahaba narrate the hadith of the death penalty for the male and female who committed adultery. And Quran Kareem states, if it is fornication, chapter 24, verse 2, fornication, both are not married, or one is married, so one is not married, so where they're not married, fornication. Where they are married, adultery. For adultery, death penalty for the male and female. And fornication, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْ أُمَامِيَةَ جَلَّ. Give them 100 lashes in public. That is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 24, verse 2. So my advice to you, divorce her rather, and remember that the child, the lineage will go to the mother and not to you. You are tayyib and pure. She has become khabitha and immoral and impure.
Mufti Saab, if a person has someone with a liquor store as a tenant and number 2, a loan store as tenants, will his income be halal?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives us the golden maxim, the golden rule. Just look at these three verses. Leave everybody, everything else. We all believe in the Quran Sharif. We say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And before opening the glorious Quran, would kiss the noble Quran and say, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Write down the brother, sister who's asking this question. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. They cooperate in righteousness and good deeds and actions. And وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. They do not cooperate and assist in sin and transgression. Now you want to rent out your premises to a bank, to a loan store, to a bottle store, liquor store. So you know, go read about interest. So now you're going to give it to those guys who will be giving out loans, charging people interest. Quran Kareem states, Surah 2, verses 275 to 279. And now, to go read the one verse, Surah chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنْ Allah wa Rasooli. If you don't abstain, refrain from interest-related business transactions. Now you deliberately, as a Muslim, let out, rent out, ijara, they give you a fancy name in the so-called Islamic banks. There's nothing like Islamic banks, it's just to fool you. So remember, you rent it out, lease it out to them, so obviously your income is tainted, polluted. If you don't abstain, refrain, fa'adhanu biharbim in Allah wa Rasooli, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 2, verse 279. Go and see about alcohol. Quran Kareem speaks, chapter 5, verse number 90, 91, and so forth. Innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu ritsum min amali shaitan. Remember this alcohol, this gambling, and all these things that are there, they impure min amali shaitan, the handiwork of Satan and Lucifer. Fajtanibu, you must abstain. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. It's haram for you as a Muslim to let out your store to a bottle store, people who are selling wine, dine and swine, people who are giving out money on loans, that is their primary income and so forth. Not permissible in Islam.
Mufti Saab, do you have any information regarding Bashar al-Assad being a Sunni?
Bashar al-Assad is a pakka shaitan, Shia, and the worst type of Shia, Alawi, only a mad person will say he was Sunni. He and his army were slaughtering and the Sunnis, raping our women, king raping them and so forth. Everything is coming out now slowly, slowly. Remember that. If the so-called revolution took place, one thing we are happy about is that at least our women and our men who are being tortured day and night are out of the clutches of the kuffar Shias. And we are happy about that, inshallah, we will have some Sunni rule. And the Banu Umayyah, who ruled this Ummah from the 41st year, so after the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Then 30 years after that, Al-Khilafatu Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the golden rule will take place for 30 years, so many Khulafa'i Rashideen. So you see, from the year 11 to 41, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, for 6 months he ruled, is part of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. He resigned from Kufa, he went to Damascus, he took the mantle of Khilafat, handed it it over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh united the Ummah. Therefore, it is called Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity, the year 41 after Hijrah. He ruled this Ummah, one ruler, one Khalifa, one personality, till the year 60, the 22nd of Rajab, and the year 60, then he passed away. Radiallahu anhu arda. So 19 and a half years, almost 20 years, he ruled this Ummah. For 90 years was the Umayyad rule. 14 Khulafa they had. So all this world will be revived. Yesterday, Jummah, historic Jummah they had in the Umayyad Masjid. We've been there several times. If you come outside the Masjid, you will find Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimahullah is buried there. Saladin the Just. So all these places now, inshallah, that in Hims where Khalid bin Walid is, where Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahimahullah is buried. So all these places will be renovated. And those of you, once the dust settles, go and visit Syria. Fascinating, great history. Thousands of Sahaba. Sayyidina Bilal, the African Muazzin, is buried there. The second Muazzin, the blind Muazzin, is buried there. In Babu Sagir, Abbas wa Tawalla, Anja'ahul A'ma. So both are buried in the same graveyard. Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. Go to Maqabir al-Sufiyya. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is buried there. His celebrated student Ibn Kathir rahimahullah is buried there. So like that, thousands of Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliyaullah. So a great, great country to visit. Allah jalla wala destroy the Kuffar Shias and the Druze and the Chutlas and the Haramis and the Americans and anybody else supporting them.
Mufti Saab, how does a patient with a urine bag consider his state of Tahara for wudu purposes and reading Salah?
Whether a person has a urine bag or a person because of cancer and so forth, I know in my uncles and family members, they had this problem. They used to wear the bag also for the feces and what have you. So remember our advice to them, that is three. Number one, for the male, don't go to the masjid, because that urine bag, that feces, all that causes big problems. Sometime, you know, in the masjid it gets exposed and then lot of things. So you are ma'azur. So Allah Ta'ala says, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 286, the last verse, the longest surah, chapter in the noble Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah has not burdened any person more than his ability, capability, capacity. So you, the man, with that bag, urine bag, feces bag, whatever, so you read salat at home. Second one is this, for every first salat, then you make a fresh wudu. That is now, for example, now is Fajr time, so you make a fresh wudu and then you read your salat. Then after sunrise, 15 minutes, is Ishraq time. Now you want to read Ishraq, so you make a fresh wudu, like that. Then remember, for every first salat, just make fresh wudu. Maghrib time, be very careful. After sunset, when the adhan goes, then you make the wudu. Like the lady who is mustahada, she's suffering from istihada. Hafiz ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, in one of the greatest commentaries of Bukhari Sharif, for all times, all places, Fathul Bari. So we don't like some Hanafis. I mean, we must be fair and just, you know. It is one of the greatest, whether we like it or not. So anyway, you must remember that. So Ibn Hajar Asqalani counted 13 women who suffered from this during the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the istihada. So you ladies, forever you spotting, bleeding and so forth. So for every first salat, fresh wudu. See, now fresh wudu. You want to read Ishraq, fresh wudu. Zuhur time, make fresh wudu also, just to be safe. And remember, Asr time fresh, Maghrib time fresh, after the time enters, and Isha time also, that make a fresh wudu. This is only for the ma'azurin, people who have valid excuses, that you have problem with the urine, you have problem with the hay, with the istihada, and you know, for the woman. So that law is applicable to them. We, myself, myself many a time, I make wudu asr time, then with the asr wudu we read maghrib salat, with the same wudu we read isha salat. So that is alhamdulillah, Allah has saved us from this. Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma btalaka bihi wa faddalana bihi ala kathirin min khalqihi. So that, so Allah Ta'ala save us from all this type of calamities, remember that.
Mufti Saab, can we host a wedding on the 10th of Muharram?
The dua is Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma btalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdhila. So that's a wonderful dua to read. Allah will protect us from these type of calamities. The kuffar Shia say the first 10 days of Muharram we must just cry. But the big question we have to ask them, man qatala al-Husayn? Who martyred Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu anhu? So we went to go read the books of the Kufar Shia. Sheikh Mufid writes in Al-Irshad that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh on Maidan-e-Tufuf in Karbala, in Iraq, he raised his hands and he said, Ya Allah, these Shias, you punish them wada'a ala shi'atihi. And he said, Allahumma aj'alhum tara'iqa qidada. Ya Allah, you make them into splinter groups. Wala tardal wulatu anhum abada. Never let the rulers be pleased with them. And you can see what's happening in Iran and Iraq and all these places. So the dua of Sayyidina Hussein, he cursed the Shias on that Friday, on the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, before his martyrdom. This is written in your Shia book. Who is the eyewitness? Who is the eyewitness? Imam Zainul Abidin, you kuffar Shia, you gave me this book. I'm giving you the title. I give you the publisher. I give you the Ibarat, the Arabic text. And then you come and tell me. I challenge any Shia in any part of the world. So remember, the title's name is Imam Zainul Abidin. And the book is printed by Muassasatul Balagh, there in Iran, in Tehran. And there Imam Zainul Abidin, who's an eyewitness to the martyrdom of his father, he said, you took the pledge on my father's hand, 20,000 of them, if you study this whole incident. Then you left my father in the lurch. You went to go fight with the enemies. Tomorrow, what answer will you give? How will you face the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ هِي حَبِيبُنَا sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell you, kuffar Shia, qataltum itrati, you killed my beloved Nawasa, you killed Sibt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you martyred my Hussein radiallahu an, wantahaktum hurmati, you desecrated our exalted rank. The fatwa of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned by Imam Zainul Abidin in the book printed by the Shias in Tehran, which they gave me, the Master alayhi salam will say, falastum min ummati, who is an eyewitness to the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, whose mother is Fatima al-Kubra, Fatima Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah, and his daughter's name is Fatima al-Sughra, the younger Fatima, she cursed the Shias. She's an eyewitness to the martyrdom of her beloved father. She told them, qataltum abi al-yawm kama qataltum jaddi bil-ams, today you martyred my beloved father as in the previous years you martyred my grandfather Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an on 17th Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah. And what they said, go read what Tabrasi writes, is written in their books Ihtijaj. They read poetry, the kuffar Shias. They said, qatalna aliyan wa بني علي بسيوف هندية ورماح. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein. Allah forbid, we say, بسيوف هندية ورماح, with the swords, and remember the spears made in India. Pakka kafir Shias. So we say 10th Muharram, to have nikah, to have walima, all permissible. And Allah's curse be on the Shias and the Maulvis and the Sheikhs who can't even say publicly. And today your Tariq Jamil and all these characters come, good riddance to them. I heard he's living today. Shia sympathizers who come here and the Maulvis hosting him. Hang your heads in shame. You are a disgrace to this Ummah. We're still going to nail many of you. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.